Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
This episode of From Long Distance to Marriage is sponsored by The Gin and Beerit Show, a podcast run by Meg, who you may remember as a guest last week on the show.
And so if you listen to episode 68 with Meg, you may also remember that she explained the Gin and Beerit Show has something for everyone, and topics include, but are not limited to, dating, travel, making friends, cultural differences, pop culture trends, and we think quite a lot of alcohol as well.
The name gives it away.
And also, listeners of From Long Distance to Marriage may like to know that episode 12 of the Gin and Beerit Show focuses on long-distance relationships, and Meg is joined by Nadia, who she dubs her relationship expert friend. Episodes are released bi-weekly, alternating with blog posts on the website, so check it out at ginandbeeritshow.com or Gin and Beerit Show podcast on your favourite platform, and enjoy.
Welcome to episode 69 of From Long Distance to Marriage. I think it felt a bit weird to us to talk about anything kind of other than what's going on in the world right now and how it's affecting relationships of all types, and didn't want to just feel like pretend everything's fine when clearly for so many people it's not.
Yeah. So, well, before we get into that, a little bit of admin that we're now on YouTube. So there'll be a link to that in the regular show notes on the website, and hopefully by searching From Long Distance to Marriage on YouTube, it'll be all the episodes, just another way of listening to it. But with that out of the way, yeah, let's get into quarantine talk.
So just a couple of things that are still COVID-19 quarantine related, but also still kind of admin. Through the end of today, Sunday, so first day that this website episode launches, our Ultimate Guide to Long Distance is 30% off. We know that some of you might need a bit of support right now in your long-distance relationship, date ideas, fun things to do together, just how to cope. So we thought it might be helpful to mark the prices down on that for this time period. So if you've been thinking about wanting to get it, or you didn't know we have an Ultimate Guide to Long Distance, head over either to our website or to our Instagram bio, and you can find a link in there. We'll put information about that in the show notes too. And we also wrote a blog post last weekend, kind of about, you know, long distance relationships and how many people are being impacted by the state of the world right now. So there's also a link to that in our bio, or you can just head over to our website and find that. I won't lie, there's nothing really groundbreaking in it. It's just
we're taking a different view. I think that, you know, we're not trying to be preachy about anything. Everyone, there are slightly different rules for different areas, so everyone just has to abide by, we'd encourage everyone to abide by what the official line is. But, you know, we're not medical experts, we're not politicians, we're not here to try and persuade anyone. And we didn't say anything about it for quite a little while, and I think I, for one, am sick of getting emails about it.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
But it's like, it's from companies that you ordered a random gift for someone for 8 years ago, and now you're getting an email about how they're going to protect you.
Like, some of them totally make sense. You know, it's nice to hear from our bank just to say this is what's going on. But others, you know, so we didn't want to be part of that noise, and we didn't want to use it as I didn't want to be opportunistic and be like, oh, if we start talking about coronavirus, a lot of more people are going to find us. But we eventually did, because we're seeing so much confusion and questions and panic, and people who want to ignore the isolation guidelines and everything, and there's just so much about it that we kind of felt like we had to. That was why we started this podcast in the first place, was to share our insights and opinions. And so, given what this has become, and that people listen to it for some help and guidance and things, we kind of just felt compelled to. But so
I think it, you know, like you said, we kind of felt bombarded by it. I mean, I've had to be deleting so many emails, like you said, over the past couple of weeks with this. But I think last weekend it got to a point where the ripple effect of it, of everything that's happening, got so far. And, you know, I kind of could not say anything anymore. I essentially just kind of felt like, you know, I think so many of us big things happen in the world, big scary things, and it never touches some of us as individuals, you know, different things that happen. A lot of us go unscathed by things happening in the world, but I think literally everyone... Well, it doesn't
touch us by countries either. Like, you know, I'm always saying the world is so safe now, or life is so safe now, not all of the world, but yeah, we're fortunate to live in a first world country where when we're at war, we're not affected by that. You know, you hear about diseases and pandemics, and it's always somewhere else. Yeah, this is the first time. This isn't the first time people in the world would have been quarantined and locked down, but it's the first time it's affected us.
Yeah.
You know, so like anywhere in the UK and lots of other countries, and that's just this. And I kind of feel like that is facilitating some of people's hesitation to abide by it, because it just feels so alien. It's like, well, what do you mean I can't go out? What do you mean I can't go to the shops? What do you mean I can't see people? Of course I can. This isn't real life.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually thinking the other day, I don't know what I was doing, but I was kind of alone with my thoughts, and I thought, like, you know, my entire life I've always thought, like, I'm so happy to live where I live and you know, do what I do and have what I have, but I couldn't help but be really jealous of, like, these, like, civilizations that still live, like, off the chart, like,
off-grid.
Yeah, like these, like, I guess for lack of a better word, like tribes, you know, where they don't have contact with the outside world. Like, they have no idea what's going on. No one's going to be in contact with them. They have no way of getting this. Their life just going to kind of carry on as it was. And, you know, they'll never know. And, like, looking at the dogs, I mean, some of the best news I've had in weeks was that dogs cannot get the coronavirus. So that's a blessing. But, like, looking at our dogs, you know, we're both now working from home as of this past week. And as far as our dogs are concerned, everything is fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, we're home all day. We're barely going out at all. They are getting extra cuddles. They have umpteen hours more on our laps. Like, I don't know. I just felt the dogs are winning with this, and the rest of us are floundering a little bit. And I think that's okay. But I think apart from just the general update, you know, that we're going through this too, we kind of wanted to talk about relationships. I mean, like I said, we wrote the blog about how long-distance relationships are being affected. And not just long-distance, like, romantic relationships. You know, my family, I've said many times, you know, when you close the distance and you move away to be with your partner, the rest of the relationships in your life become long-distance. So your best friends, your family, potentially even the family dog, like, long-distance is always a part of your life. And so while right now I'm extremely grateful that Rich and I are together and we're not going through this in, you know, 5,000 plus miles away, you know, there's the really scary reality that, you know, I'm away from my family and can't do anything for them. And, like, I try and be reasonable with myself. Like, even if we were there, we wouldn't be seeing them. Like, today it's Mother's Day here in England and we're not seeing Rich's mom because... Well,
yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to say too, was, like, the obvious frustration is not being able to fly, and, you know, that's what we hear a lot from long distance couples is, oh, well, you know, I can't get on the plane. But it's funny, like, my mum lives 5 minutes away from us, and she may as well not live 5 minutes away because we can't go and see her. And that's true of, like, you know, the rest of my family. So, although, you know, if we had to see them, we could, it's not life as normal here either.
No. And that's what I'm trying to kind of make myself, you know, just keep telling myself, that even if things were different and we lived there, or even if I could get on a plane right now to go see them, I shouldn't.
You can get on a plane.
Yeah, but they're not going to do flights for one person, or for just a few American citizens.
Yeah, I know it's exempt for citizens, but yeah, no, you're right. And it's so, you know, when we did the blog, and the blog, I think we'd encourage everyone to read that if you're affected by this, because apart from what, you know, we think it's useful, we've had some comments on it. At the end of that post, there's a few comments. And we thought it'd be a nice place for people to see that you're not alone going through it. Other people are in the same boat, or maybe even worse. Or maybe someone came there and they got the most... I shared it on our Instagram. It was the most positive outlook about how, you know, this is really terrible and they don't know when it's going to end. But it's an opportunity for them to start planning things for the future. And then when it does end, it's going to make that visit so much sweeter. It's going to be all the more amazing to see each other again. And it's just a really, really positive outlook on it that I've not really seen anywhere else yet. So if you go onto our website, longdistancetomarriage.com, It's the newest blog post. I think it's called "Coronavirus and Your Relationship" or "Long distance Relationship," and it's one of the it should be the top comment on there. You know, so go and have a look, have a read, comment on it by all means. But again, you know, when we wrote that, the point of it was not to feed into the panic, but we wanted to be a bit more like actionable. So, do you remember any things you put in there?
Yeah, one of the things, you know, just kind of some coping mechanisms for those of you that are separated by distance right now, whether or not you've had a trip cancelled, you know, it's going to be really unsettling to be apart right now. So we would say, first of all, don't just talk about this, what's going on right now. I think make sure you do find other things to talk about. Of course, you're going to talk about it and update each other. You know, what's happening, what's closing, if your job's safe and that kind of stuff. But just make sure that you set aside the majority of the time that you're communicating to talk about other things, the things that you would normally talk about, whether it's what book you're reading, what show you're binge watching, what things you've been cooking, you know, funny memes you saw. Just kind of, I think we all really need to find a bit of normalcy right now and stick to that a little bit. I think it's going to keep us going for a little bit longer than maybe if we just threw it to the wayside. And then also, if you're a couple who maybe, you know, struggles a bit more with talking frequently, whether that's because of jobs or time difference or whatever, I think try and prioritize to talk more right now. I know that when we were apart and when things outside of our relationship were stressful or upsetting or we were having difficulties and whatever, job, family, whatever, it would always just make us feel better to talk to one another. So I think prioritize that time together.
Yeah, and I think just while I think of it, just on the subject of what's happening more broadly than the relationship, is, you know, everyone's dealing with this differently. I mean, at the minute you're having a slightly harder time than I am with it. That could change. Given enough time, I'll get cabin fever and things. But, you know, some people are going to deal with this worse, and that may be you, it may be your partner, but whoever it is, or if it's just anyone in your life who find the isolation mentally taxing, try and be there for that person, you know. The technology is great, but it's just not the same as being there in person. So someone may need a little bit extra consideration. But if you know anyone who's likely to shrink into themselves, I think it's important that they're not able to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a weird combination of introvert and extrovert. I really like being at home and stuff, but knowing that I have to be can get a little bit suffocating. Like, the first few days, you know, we worked from home. We had already booked Friday off. We had a really nice Toy Story day. And then I think now it just kind of, you know, it hasn't even been that long. It hasn't even been a week. And I'm like, okay, this is...
Yeah, see, for me, I think a week will be good. It means I can get loads of stuff done and then I feel really good and productive. And then after a week, when you start to feel like the house is looking a bit better, I've got those chores done, I've got that done, and it's like, I want to go outside now. Especially now because the weather's turning. It's starting to get really nice.
Well, we're going to go for a nice drive this afternoon down some pretty country roads and get taken some of the sunshine, I think.
Lucky we've got a garden too, that we can get outside if we need to. I mean, I think, you know, if we were to live without any means of getting outside, that I'd find that harder, looking out the window and seeing the sun and knowing I couldn't really go out there. But
yeah, I mean, yesterday I got up and went outside. It was kind of windy, but it was nice and sunny, and I just started pulling weeds on our driveway, you know, just kind of doing a few things. And then I saw we have an elderly couple that lives across the street, and we both kind of went to the curb on opposite sides of the street, and we're just talking to each other across the road, making sure that everyone had everything they needed and stuff like that. But you know what, like, oh, and also my boss dropped by to borrow some gym stuff, because obviously the gyms are all closing, and we are not fortunate enough to have a nice gym set up in our garage. But it was just so nice to have that human interaction yesterday. And then we went out to do a little bit more yard work, and our neighbour was walking by.
I mean, we're also kind of fortunate that we live together. Like, one, we like each other, but we live together. And I don't just mean that for people who aren't with their partners, but for people who live physically alone.
Yeah.
I'd find that really hard. If you're just literally your own company. And if you're in that situation, I think I mean, you know yourself. If that's how you like it, then great. But if you're in that situation and you don't like it, you're going to have to find... I think this is the time when people really come together too. So, okay, you may not be able to go and see each other in person, but there's going to be new Facebook groups. There's going to be new online groups and communities for people, you know, extroverts who are suffering kind of thing. Seek them out. I think also use the opportunity to do things you wanted to do, you know, learn a new skill, learn a new language, get things done around the house. Like, now is the time. If you're still in, you know, like, we're able to work from home, which means at the minute, and that it could change any day, but at the minute we work during the day, but we're at home more, we haven't got the commutes and things, so we have that extra time at home to be doing things. And I think it's important to make the most of that, because the silver lining to this is you never get that opportunity. Never have the opportunity to say, we spend all of our lives, and I wish I was at home more, I wish I had time to do this, I'd love to do that, but I never have the time, I'm never home. Now we do have the time, we are home, and all the stress and panic and everything, you know, notwithstanding, we've been given the opportunity to have what feels like extra hours in the day, and it's an opportunity to make the most of it. And then you're going to feel good about yourself, you're going to feel more positive, it's going to get the snowball effect with momentum, because you're going to think, yep, you know, I got 10 words learned today of Japanese, and tomorrow I'm going to get another 10. And you know, and then you've got something to look forward to. And I think if you're trapped in the news cycle, you've got the social media, like every time I pick up my phone, it's either this is what's new with coronavirus, or I'm sick of seeing coronavirus, show me other things, or I, you know, whatever it is, you know, you can kind of take control of it a little bit and say, this is what I'm going to do. You can safeguard your own day and your time. You make a cup of tea, get a book, just and find the positives.
I think for me, what I think is going to be a big help is, you know, I'm a person who likes structure to an extent. I mean, not like rigorous, but I like having kind of predictable flow to my day. Maybe I'm sleeping in 15, 20 minutes later, but I still like that I have a lot more time in the morning to myself before I, you know, kind of come up to the study and get started on my normal work day. So that means, you know, still getting ready, doing my hair, doing my makeup, having a slower breakfast, you know, enjoying my cup of coffee a little bit longer, chatting to you in the morning, you know, having that time together. And then, you know, we are fortunate that we have, you know, this podcast and the website, a project that we have so much stuff that we want to do and never get to do. So,
I mean, the time I would be commuting in the morning is when I've been putting stuff onto YouTube. So,
yeah.
You know, again, I think if we didn't have this as an outlet, it would be harder, because we put quite a lot of hours into this, sometimes all in one day, sometimes
scattered
up. But, you know, it takes up, if we're not recording and uploading it and engage with the community and things, we're talking about it, what episodes planning, you want to do, we're planning. Yeah. So, you know, we get emails and things. So when you add it all up, it's quite a lot of time, which is great. And one, obviously that's what we want, but two, it's really beneficial at a time like this that we've got that. Is we don't just have a 9-to-5 job, come home, now what?
Yeah.
And we're trapped at home with the 9-to-5 job. And then, because I think the danger as well is if you're able to work from home, on the one hand, it's an amazing blessing because you're able to work in isolation. But 5 o'clock kind of doesn't mean anything anymore because you haven't got to get in the car. When am I going to get home? You're already home. And if nothing's happening, like you live on your own or you're both kind of happy at the minute, or you're getting a bit of a funk and you don't want to do anything else, you'll just stay working. And so having projects and hobbies or anything to do... Well, I was
kind of trying to say about like making sure you still have that structure.
Yeah.
But with that extra time, using it, you know, a bit more usefully. So like I said, you know, I have extra time in the morning. That means I might be doing a little bit of stuff for the podcast or to help Rich with the YouTube stuff. It might mean that I'm, you know, getting my team together to make sure that we're on Teams, you know, time for our morning kind of video conference. You know, it can mean all kinds of different stuff. That's for work. We don't all have a team for the
podcast. It's a good point because...
But no, it's really important. And I remember the other day I said to you, you know, I finish up work at 5 o'clock. And, you know, usually I then have a 45 plus minute drive home in traffic. Mm. And then by the time I get home, I was like, I really don't want to go out in the garage and do my workout. Like, I'm just fried, been sitting in traffic, you know, I'm annoyed. And then I really struggle to go out and go to the gym. But at 5 o'clock, I think, right, I'm done. I'm going to go work out. And then I'm not rushing through my workout because I feel like, It's only 5 o'clock. You've made time. Yeah, I've gained 45 minutes to an hour in my evening, and that's what my workout takes. So it ends up like I've still got extra time. And then it means, you know, I'm spending a little bit more time on our meals because I have, you know, yeah. So we're eating, you know.
But one of the things that my office has done, when we were in the office in person, we'd have meetings when they were necessary. But now that we're all working from home, the boss has implemented 9:15 every morning. We all log on to Zoom just to say hello. So it's 5 minutes. It's just, how is everyone? We don't discuss work. We don't mention what's coming up in the day. No projects are mentioned. It's just, hey, everyone, good to see you. You know, and it's nice. Because when you spend all day emailing and whatever and just talk on the phone and you don't look at people's faces, there's a different... I feel like they're not quite as human.
Mm.
Like, it's that whole thing about putting a name to a face. Like, when you're looking at someone's face, it's much more... Yeah, they're much more human. It's much more real. So I think having that video call every morning, it's just like, oh yeah, I know you. You know, and then it's going to make you a little bit more pleasant during the day. But also it just, I know I said earlier on that the technology is not the same. Obviously it's not the same as being in person, but it is better than nothing. And it's also just hearing familiar voices, and if people are in good spirits and someone, you know, someone laughs, like, it just puts you in a good mood. People smiling is contagious.
It's huge. Like, my company, so we always do have a little morning meeting to go through everyone's tasks for the team. But we're continuing to do that, you know, with a video call. And then, like, before this all happened, my boss had scheduled a catch up with me and him for one of our clients. So I messaged him and I was like, oh, like, I know you arranged this meeting before with this all happened. Like, do you still want to have a call? And he's like, yeah, I'll call you on here on Microsoft Teams. And I thought he'd just do like a voice call, but no, he like video called me, and I thought, oh, it's really nice just to talk to someone. And then, because that's what we would do. Normally, I would go down to his office and we'd chat about it and work up a plan together. So it was really nice to do that. And he could see that I was taking notes, and it just felt so much more normal. And then, you know, I have a colleague that I work really close with, and he's a really good friend of mine. And we sit next to each other. So throughout the day, we just turn to each other. Hey, what do you think of this? Or can you come help me with this? Or is this crap? Like, what do you think? So I found myself obviously messaging him throughout the day. But then there was a couple times when I thought, oh, this will be too long to write. And he was saying he was getting sick of typing, like, everything that he was having to say to everyone. Yeah. So twice in the same afternoon, we just video called. And it was so important. I felt so much better when the day ended for having done that than just, like, feeling isolated, you know, and cut off. And I just think we need to find ways, everyone, to make sure that you're still seeing people, even if it's through a digital screen.
But I think also this is a really good opportunity to work on self-improvement, and that can take any number of forms. So I made it a kind of a goal of mine a couple of years ago to read more, because I've always loved reading. And then you bought me a Chromecast for my birthday or Christmas one year,
birthday.
And I plugged it into the bedroom TV, and then for quite a long time afterwards I go to bed and I'm blaming you, it's all your fault, and I'd watch whatever I wanted on Chromecast.
You'd be nice to me, we're stuck together.
Yeah,
definitely.
But before that we just had, you know, kind of basic channels in the bedroom, and it wasn't great, so I didn't watch much TV. And then I thought, you know, I'd always be reading a book, but it would take me months and months to finish even a fairly short book. I just wasn't reading much at all. So I set the goal of, I'm going to read one a month. So it's 12 in the year, and I think I did 16. And then, so last year I set a goal of 20, which I just hit. And this year I've gone back to 12 again. But just, I think setting goals, if I just said I want to read more books, I probably wouldn't have. I may have read one more, but having a number really spurred me on. Like you said before, you're spending more time on... We always cook at home anyway, but you're able to spend more time in it. Maybe there's more thought going into it. That's certainly true of lunches. Lunches are normally kind of...
thrown together.
They're either leftovers or, oh, what's in the fridge. Now we're having, like, healthy salads and stuff nearly every day.
Yeah, as long as we can find fresh food.
Yeah, so, you know, there's the opportunity to be more thoughtful, and you haven't got to do everything, but if you can think of one thing, like I said before, if you want to learn a new skill, if you want to learn a musical instrument, learn a new language, and one of the things I am seeing a lot of is people talking about working out at home, which, like you said, you know, when we moved in here, before we bought the house, we said we want a house with a garage so we can turn it into a gym of sorts, and we've kind of added to it. I mean, it's not going to threaten LA Fitness anytime soon, but
my boss, when I opened up the garage door to give him the stuff that he was borrowing, he said, you should rent this out. Not that if it weren't for the contagion aspect, yeah, you know, we would.
But, you know, there's enough in there that we can do pretty much any exercise that we need to.
And it's and so,
but you know, not everyone's in that position. But it seems that more and more people are saying, "I wish we could work out." And but in response to that, there's an awful lot of fitness people online who are sharing exercises you can do with no space, with no equipment, you know, so do that. And you can still go outside for a run if it's a quiet area, you know, it really is a time that, as I said before, you know, if you're able to just get the ball rolling and you build momentum and then it excites you for the next day, and when the next day comes you're excited and you're building on the previous day in anything at all. So but then by the time that this is hopefully over, you've already seen significant improvements in whatever you've chosen to do, but also you set the habits up so that even when we are going back to not having as much time in the day, that's part of your routine. And it doesn't have to be fitness, it doesn't have to be food, it
could be something creative,
anything. Yeah. But anything that you've wanted to work on, this is your time. And I think that probably more than anything is going to yield massive mental health benefits.
And that's kind of what I want to talk about next, mental health during all this. So like this morning, you know, we had a range of things we wanted to get done. I slept in, needed it, I guess, you know, kind of let my body do what it needed to do, and got a bunch of stuff done for the podcast, website stuff done. And then, you know, you exercised, you know, you've been really good at prioritizing your exercise. I cleaned the kit. So then I did a bunch of stuff, and I just thought maybe I'll just sit here and browse Facebook. I thought, you know what? I need to stand up. I've been sitting here for 2 hours doing podcast stuff. So I cleaned the kitchen. I did the dishwasher. I did a few other things. And then you came back in, getting ready to call your mom for Mother's Day. And we kind of had planned what we were going to do next. I thought, you know what, before we do anything else, I need to go work out. I need to wash my hair. I need to put my makeup on. Because for the past couple of days, I haven't really done that. And I felt the kind of, I mean, it was my intention to continue doing it. But we had a lazy day on Friday. I was doing yard work and stuff yesterday, so I didn't really bother. I thought, you know, today I need to just, you know, be a little bit gentle with myself and do the things that I know make me feel better. And it has helped. I still feel funky. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, I find that it's really, I was talking to a friend about this. I think it's really easy to flip-flop between the emotions right now of, oh, this is going to be fine. Like, we have everything we need. You know, we're safe. We have shelter. We have food. We have water. We have each other. This will be temporary. And then it's easy to get into kind of a spiral of, but what if this happens? And what if this happens? And then, like, I was wondering, you know, they say we're a few weeks behind Italy. A month or a few weeks?
2 weeks ago, we were 3 weeks behind.
So where are we?
Well, I don't know if it moves linearly like that. You know, I don't know if we're still 3 weeks behind or if that literally means in 3 weeks we'll be where they are. I don't know.
Well, okay. But I just thought, okay, well, things must be starting to get better in Italy now. So I Googled it and I was really upset with myself that I Googled it because it wasn't the news I wanted to see.
Well, I did hear some good news this morning. What's that? Apparently Italy's over-diagnosing. So I didn't spend a lot of time reading it, so I don't know all the details, but apparently they've ascribed more deaths to it than have actually died from it.
So people are dying from other things?
Yeah, like the flu or okay. Just other things. And, you know, that's the other thing as well, is that different countries do, they'll say a different cause of death. So I think someone said in China, if you have cancer but get it, they'll say you died of cancer. Whereas in America, if you were to get the pneumonia from it, you'd have, I can't remember exactly what it was, but basically, you know, the death rates are going to vary slightly between countries just because of the way that
they classify it.
That's what I was looking for.
That's frustrating, though, because then you don't really know what's what.
I mean, you can kind of see the ballpark, but yeah, certainly it gives you an idea, you know, it's not good.
No, it's not. And I just think it's quite frankly shit. But I think what we wanted to do was give couples some ideas. So again, we had a lot of tips and just some ideas for coping in the long distance blog, which we've shared a little bit, you know,
plan. We've also just had that guest post.
Yes, we wrote a guest post. It was featured on Sexy Marriage Radio, for cheap at home date ideas. So
this was just coincidental. This was something we were doing. If you listen to episode 66 with Tony and Elisa from One Extraordinary Marriage, that was all about dating your spouse and date ideas when you're married. So this was a bit of a spin off to that. Was a guest post, like you said, that was just so happened to be about dates you can do at home, because not everyone's got a lot of money or time, or the reality is some people work odd hours and everything's shut when you get off. But, you know, so for whatever reason it may be, we wanted to do some date ideas that you can do at home that didn't cost any or much money.
And it just coincided with
everyone's getting locked down. So I think the link to that is also in the bio of our Instagram.
Yeah, but we can run through some of those ideas with you. Some of them we will have shared before. You'll probably be familiar with the date night, the favorite night, which is where you kind of plan a night of your partner's favorite things, meals, TV shows, games, movies, whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
Or they request that. There's also a theme night. We didn't finish our theme night last night.
Well, you fell asleep.
I fell asleep. But theme night is kind of, you pick a food to go with a movie from either like the same...
Well, it doesn't have to be a movie, just an activity.
Yeah, something that matches a theme. So we did Italian last night. I did some kind of like slow-cooked chicken sauce with spinach with pasta. And we watched half of The Godfather 2, which we'll probably finish later today.
Yeah.
And then something else that we did, it wasn't really anywhere in the blog post, but we just had like a, we had booked off this past Friday a long time ago, and we kind of already thought we'd do something nice or stay at home or whatever, but we thought, well, this works well. So we watched all 4 Toy Story movies throughout the day.
Yeah.
We took breaks, worked out, went into the store, grabbed a couple things, but for the most part, it was just chilling. The dogs were with us. And it was a really nice day. Another date idea is the collaborative date, which is one that I got an idea from it somewhere. I think there was an episode actually on What an Extraordinary Marriage where they talked about, I can't remember what they called it. Maybe it was like a progressive date where you like go to one restaurant for cocktails and then you go to the next one and you have appetizers, and then you go to another restaurant and you have your dinner there, and then you go to another one and you have your dessert. So you kind of get a taste of all these different places. And I thought, you know, from that kind of saving money or at home date idea, you could do something like a collaborative date. So one partner takes responsibility for the appetizer and they make that. And then one of you takes responsibility for the main dish and you make that. Maybe you make some cocktails or pick out the wine together. And then for dessert, try and make that something that you're doing together. Maybe that's making cupcakes, and so one of you's, you know, kind of baking them and one of you's decorating them, or it could be like building a huge sundae for one or for two and you share, although right now that might not be the best idea, but if you're quarantined together, you're probably going to get it if one of you gets it. So that's a really fun one, which we haven't actually done yet, that I really want to try. The other one is the formal date night, so whether or not you order pizza or cook frozen pizza or get takeout from a really fancy restaurant. Maybe you want to make sure you're supporting local businesses right now, and most restaurants are still doing takeaway orders, or you cook a really fancy meal together. But whatever it is, you show up and you dress up. You know, make sure those legs are shaved. Make sure, guys, you shave if you're not bearded men. Get out your nice outfits. Get out the fancy cologne and perfume. Get out the makeup you save for, you know, going out. And go all out, you know, make it like an occasion to remember. I can't remember what else was in there. Would you remember any other ones?
I think, you know, there were just board games and puzzles, I think, are going to get quite popular.
Oh, Blackout Night.
We like video games.
Yeah.
Sort of two-player video games. Just, you know, anything really. But I think what that formal one you just mentioned highlights is that really you can do anything, but you can just put a twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get dressed up for anything, can't you? But you can have a full movie night. I suppose it's just use your imagination a little bit, because this is just what we've picked up and what we've thought about we like over the years. But like Tony said on episode 66, you know, some of what we want to do sounds horrible to him. He's not a zoo fan, and I love the zoo. So that's going to be the same for people listening to this, that there are things that we really enjoy and you think that sounds awful. But maybe they'll just spark some creativity. They think, actually, I don't like your theme nights, but I would do it this other way, which is fine. Maybe you'd pair one food with another type of food, you know, like a dessert and a main or a wine and whatever. But hopefully it'll just kind of get the ball rolling for people.
And I think right now it could be extra fun to do some cooking together, because you know, I think humor is kind of the best medicine when you can summon it. And right now, it's really hard to get some things in the grocery stores. Hopefully, you know, you guys have enough to get you through until you can get something more. But something that might be fun is just pick out some random ingredients that you do have in the cupboard, in the fridge, and think, all right, what can we make for date night with this? You know, we've got whatever it is, a can of beans. You know, you've got some tortillas. You know, what can you do? And yeah, try and make a date night out of it. But I think in addition to what Rich was saying about taking the opportunity to improve yourself and do things that you feel like you never get the time to do. I mean, this is assuming that you do have more time. Some people are still having to work just as much, you know, like people, bless them, that are working at the grocery stores, healthcare professionals, you know, service people, even, you know, the mail, the post is still going. And like a lot of people's lives haven't changed in terms of time. They're just more scared to go to work. So first of all, I think we want to acknowledge that and thank those people. But if you do find that you have more time, and you're working on yourself, work on your relationship too.
Well, I've just remembered what I was going to say. You interrupted me earlier, and I forgot I was going to say it. When I mentioned about my team doing the 9:15 catch-ups, what I was going to say after that was, you know, you could use that, you can implement that in your own family, you know, because if you're not seeing people face-to-face, you're obviously all going to miss each other, and everyone's going to feel that same isolation and a little bit of fear about what's happening. So, you know, you can say to them, guys, let's have a group Skype call in the morning, or we'll FaceTime every morning, or if not every morning, you know, whenever, every Saturday morning we'll do it. But, you know, you can lead that, you can be in charge of that and say, oh, no, we can't see each other. That's no reason why we can't keep in touch and see, you know, see each other's faces, kind of thing. So, yeah, that, I think don't necessarily rely on other people to say, we can do this, or everything's back to normal, that's great. You know, just try and think, what can you do? What is in your control at the minute? So, you know, problem is I miss people and I'm not going to see them. Or solution is technology is still currently working, and you can suggest to people that you talk as a family as often as you can.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I've been doing that a bit more with my family, checking in more. My brother FaceTimed, I think it was Friday night. And it was really fun. You know, he's got a new puppy. We got to see the puppy being silly.
Mm-hmm.
I FaceTimed my mom yesterday. I talk to my mom a lot, and we text a lot, but we don't always actually FaceTime. I'm going to try and, you know, get all my sister today on FaceTime, talk to my niece and nephew too. And, you know, I think it's just finding ways to make yourselves okay right now. Because we have no idea how long we're in for with this. It could be 2 more weeks. It could be 2 months. We have no idea.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, this has been a bit of a rambling stream of consciousness episode, but hopefully you can relate to it, and you know that everyone's going through the same thing. Hopefully you've got some ideas or some thoughts on how to stay positive, or, you know, or, you know, if there's anything we haven't mentioned, let us know. Like, we're still looking for ideas, aren't we? You know, so we'll be keen to hear what people are doing. We did put an Instagram story up today just to see if people would be, now that everyone's home and everyone seems to have finished watching everything on Netflix and whatever, you know, we were considering doing some more regular Instagram lives during this period. So let us know if that would be of interest to you. There's currently a live story on a live poll on our Instagram stories that you can come and vote on that. Otherwise, just let us know. But we always have something to talk about, don't we?
Yeah, thankfully. Otherwise, this could be a very silent quarantine.
It'd be the shittest podcast ever if we had nothing to talk about.
I just met our marriage.
Yeah,
shit too.
Yeah, there's no danger of that getting quiet.
But yeah, guys, wash your hands, stay indoors, or at least, you know, away from other people. Don't buy all the toilet paper.
Talk to everyone that you can. Come and, you know, we're happy to always give advice and thoughts and things. So drop us an email or whatever. Have a look at the coronavirus and your long distance relationship blog on our website. Just, if for nothing else, just have a look at the few comments that have been on there and chip your own thoughts and experiences in. You know, a lot of people have had cancelled flights, uncertainty. You know, we had one comment from someone who said, my partner's only a drive away, but it's a long drive. Should I go? Yeah, so everyone's in the same boat. So if you feel like you need a little bit of a community to lean on, then go and chip a comment in there and
yeah. And we've, you know, had to cancel a trip with my parents. It was much anticipated. We were going to go to Rome, we were going to go to Krakow, And then, you know, they were going to spend a few weeks here. They weren't going on a cruise. Obviously, none of that's happening now. So I think that's what I was saying, but that ripple effect, like, this is affecting everyone. I have a friend who, you know, might have to cancel a trip to see her family in the States. So we're all touched by it.
Yeah, so stay safe, stay well, stay optimistic, and
stay in touch.
Indeed.
Thanks, guys.